As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. As I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is he looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly. Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I try to get a sense of God's desire for me in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life. Again, if I have no sense of God's desire for me, I ask him directly. Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? And I listen for God's response. And in this contemplation of Christ the King, Ignatius suggests we ask for the grace not to be deaf to his call, but to be prompt and diligent to accomplish his most holy will. I ask God for this grace. So I bring to mind a person, a leader, someone I regard with high esteem, someone I admire, and possibly someone I am inspired by. As I bring to my mind this person, I consider what attracts me to this person. Ponder at my reasons for admiring them. I bring to mind the things they say, I recall the things they do. And I ponder the way they are. I notice what it is about the person I have chosen that inspires me. Thank you. I imagine that I have an appointment to meet with this person I admire. Bring to mind the place we are to meet. And I imagine the scene. What is this place like? The landscape. Is it outdoors or indoors? What can I see in this place? What can I hear? The wind in the trees. People talking, moving, laughing, crying. Animals moving in the undergrowth across the land. What can I hear? I breathe in deeply into my lungs and I notice the fragrance in the air. What can I smell? Dryness or wetness in my mouth and on my lips. I imagine I am approaching this place for my appointment with the person I admire. What What am I feeling? I meet with the person I have arranged to meet. How do we greet each other? What am I feeling? I tell this person how and why I admire them. What do I say? How do they respond? They rise to leave. What am I feeling? Before they walk away, they turn and invite me to go with them. I notice what I feel. How do I respond? I talk to Jesus about this meeting. I tell Jesus what draws me to this person, this leader, this one who inspires me. Talk to Jesus about the invitation to follow this person. I tell Jesus what I felt when I received it. I tell Jesus of my response to the invitation. I notice how Jesus is looking at me as I talk to him of this encounter. And I wonder if Jesus were to give me the same invitation, what would I feel? Would I respond? I talk to him as one friend speaks to another about what is moving in me at this moment. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.